Okay, have you just repeat after me? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmei Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakapadurubhischa Kripasandhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Shinyavadi Paschat Deshitarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita Tarupa Ki Jai. So today, I wanted to speak a little about Lord Narasimhadev, because on Tuesday we have his holy appearance day, and it's going to be a very wonderful program, a really unique program. In the past, when we've served Lord Narasimhadev, we've done wonderful programs, but this year we have with us somebody who is a very powerful personality who in many ways exemplifies Lord Narasimhadev's heart. And often he does this program in Mayapur, which is our spiritual headquarters in India, northwestern India, in the state of West Bengal. But this year he's spending time here, and there's some particular things we're going to be doing that are going to be unique this year. And it's going to allow us at this temple to do things into the future in a way that is going to be very powerful addition to what we're already doing, which is quite powerful. So there was a very nice devotee here. She was singing about Lord Narasimhadev for those of you who are here at the 4 o'clock arti, which prayer started with Namaste Narasimhaya. I think that verse was on the altar. I think they've taken the verse off and put it on the other side. Can somebody put that board back on again? Lord Narasimhadev's board. Okay, so the verse reads, Namaste Narasimhaya Pralad Lad Daine Hiranyaka Shipu Vaksha Shila Tanaka Nakhalaye. So there are three verses in that prayer. And the first of those prayers, says, I offer my obeisances to Lord Narasimhadev, who gives joy to Prahlad Maharaj, and whose nails are like chisels on the stone-like chest of the demon Hiranyakashipu. I'm going to explain this a little later. Just going to go through the verses quickly. The next verse reads, Ito Narasimha, Parato Narasimha, Yato Yato Yami, Tato Narasimha, Bahir Narasimha, Ridaya Narasimha, Narasimha Madhim Sharanam Prabhadye. Translation, Lord Narasimhadev is here and also there. Wherever I go, Lord Narasimhadev is there. He is within the heart and is outside as well. I surrender to Lord Narasimhadev, the origin of all things and the supreme refuge. Finally, third prayer is Tavakara Kamalavarinakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hirani Kashipu Tanubringam Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Translation, O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of half man, half lion, all glories to you, just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so in the same way the body of the wasp-like demon Hiranyakashipu has been ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands. So this is Lord Nrsingadev, who appeared a few million years ago on this planet in a place called Ahovalam. But prior to that, in terms of the history of creation, many, many years have gone by since this creation. Creation repeats itself, by the way. There's a process where Lord Vishnu, as he breathes out, the creation happens. And then when he breathes in, the planets go back into his body. And this process takes 311 trillion years. So each creation is 311 trillion years long by our calculation of how long a year is. So, and then this creation of 311 trillion years is divided into the day of Brahma and to the and the night of Brahma. And so in a day of Brahma, in the day of Brahma, everything comes to life. In the night, things sort of like die down and become dormant like that. So that also happens. So like that, in those 311 trillion years, there are 14 personalities who are known as the Manus. These Manus, they are the ones who determine how life will happen in a way that each living entity will have the opportunity to become totally satisfied and happy. So these Manus are the ones who do that. And so each of the rule of the, when each Manu is ruling, that period is called a Manvantara. Manvantara means it comes from the Manu. That age is that age of that Manu. So there are like that 14 Manvantaras. Seven have gone by. This is the eighth Manvantara. This is the second half of Brahma's life. Brahma lives for those 100 years of his time, which is 311 trillion years of our time. Don't get worried about these figures. Just try to understand what I'm saying here, because you'll see how Lord Nrsingadev fits into this and why it is very important for us to have association with the Supreme Lord in his form as half man, half lion. So in the previous Manvantara, which is the seventh Manvantara, just like in this Manvantara, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is described as the original Supreme Personality of Godhead in our scriptures. In many of the Vedic scriptures, scriptures are replete with this statement that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, one of the four Vedas, which actually talks about the Vedic system, which is called the Atharva Veda, it starts by saying that the purpose of the Atharva Veda is to establish that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. I mean, that's how that Veda starts. What to speak of so many statements made in the Atharva Veda, Rig Veda, Sam Veda, and the Yajur Veda, which is the original Veda, by the way, the Yajur Veda. It was so big and so hard to understand for people in Kali Yuga that the Lord divided it into four parts. Yajur Ved, Rig Ved, Sam Ved, and Atharva Ved, like that. All of them have statements that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in the previous Manvantara, it was Lord Nrsingadev who was called the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now we'll think, how did that happen? Why was it Lord Nrsingadev? And this is where we understand the heart of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is described in the Bhagavad Gita, says, Aham Bija Pradapitaha. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. Now, how many of you are parents here? Which hands up? Parents. Yeah, very good. So many of you are parents. You know that any good parent, and I'm sure all of you are very good parents, any good parent wants that their children do greater than they do in their lives, right? It's true. We want our children to do greater things than we did. In fact, that is one of the signs of good parenting, that my children did greater than I did. I've been a good parent. Just like for a good teacher, a teacher sees once that my students will do great things in their lives, much greater than I did in my life, right? With teachers, it's a little easy to see that. I mean, all of us have had teachers, and some of us are right now doing things in our lives that are, you might say, in many ways, greater than what our teacher was doing in their lives, right? Especially those who taught us at kindergarten, say, for example. It didn't seem like they were doing much. By the way, they were doing the most important activity. It's the most difficult time to teach a person is when they're in kindergarten, right? Because You know, they've just come out of their home. They don't want to be in school. They're mad at their parents that you dropped me at school. Why did you chase me out of the house and bring me to this place called a kindergarten, or nowadays called preschool? Because now they want to acclimate them to the kindergarten, so they have preschool, right? So they can acclimate them to kindergarten. But then the first year that they go to the preschool still has the same problem, right? I remember my granddaughter, my son took her to school, preschool. She's 2 years of age. Well, she wasn't quite. She was 1.5 years of age and took her to preschool. And she was mad as anything at him for taking him to preschool. She didn't want to be in class without her father there and her mother there. You know? That's natural, right? So, but those teachers who actually help in acclimating them, they are great teachers, actually. They're doing a very difficult task. They're actually playing the role of a parent when they're not a parent. It's a very difficult role. So if we think, but that teacher didn't do much because that teacher earns only $30,000 or $40,000 a month, right? And I earn $150,000 a month. I earn $200,000. I'm doing greater than my teacher. But actually, you are in some ways doing greater than a teacher from a financial point of view. But from the point of view of what that teacher did in terms of impacting your life, there's no comparison. That teacher did great in impacting your life, right? Like that. But we can see that that teacher, when they were impacting our life and acclimating us to school, had only one interest, which is that my children, the children who come to my class, are happy that they learn something and they grow up to be the best people in their lives. And sure enough, one of them even becomes the President of the United States of America, right? Or the Prime Minister of India, or a great saint, or a great engineer or great whatever that people think is great in this world. They grow up to be very great persons, right? Great parents like that. So you can see very clearly that these are ordinary persons. These are not extraordinary. They are extraordinary from our point of view, but they're not extraordinary from God's point of view. We're not extraordinary in front of God, right? Because God is really extraordinary. I mean, he can do things we can't do. You know, literally, very great things that we can't do. So, yet, we ordinary people want our children to do much greater than we did in our life. He is extraordinary. Do you think an extraordinary person is going to be more secure or less secure than a not so extraordinary person? What do you think the answer is? Is going to be more secure or less secure? More secure. Obviously, God is the most secure. He doesn't have an ego problem. My child did better than me. Woe is me. I'm no longer being God anymore. Now what's going to happen? Maybe I'm going to have to go to planet Earth, find a job at Microsoft and earn some money, take care of my children. Oh my God, how did that happen? He doesn't think like that. He's God. He doesn't become less than God at any time in his life. You get the point? And yet, he wants his children to be greater than him. Nobody in religion talks like that, that God wants us to be greater than God. Because to be even equal to God would be considered sacrilege. To even think that you can be equal to God is sacrilege. Krishna is not that type of God. Krishna is the real God. He doesn't become insecure because we did something great. Because his heart is so great that he wants us to do great things, he has a plan. What is his plan? Just like, how many of us celebrate Christmas, by the way? Christmas? Yeah, some of you really celebrate Christmas, and I do. I celebrate Christmas. So, what is the most important time of Christmas in some ways for the children? Christmas Eve, right? Why Christmas Eve? What happens on Christmas Eve? Some traditions. What happens on Christmas Eve? I don't know if all Christians do that. But they open gifts, right? Do they do it here on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve? Some people do Christmas Day, some do Christmas Eve. But Christmas Eve is a great time for the kids to look forward to because they're going to get their gifts for those who do open it on Christmas Eve, right? You get their gifts on that day. So the day before something is going to happen is called its Eve, right? Like today is Christmas, then yesterday was Christmas Eve. Tomorrow is Christmas, today is Christmas Eve. So similarly, Krishna is going to come to this planet. The original Supreme Personality is going to come. The day before he comes, which is the Manvantara before he came, is Krishna Eve, right? It's the day when the devotees are going to become happy. So how does he come? He comes in the form of showing that nobody loves my devotee more than me. That's Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadeva is the person who wants to prove to us nobody loves my devotee more than me. This is why when the prayer starts, how does the prayer start? Namaste Narasimhaya Prahladaladaine. We say all glories to Nrisimhadeva who loves Prahlad so much. Why? Immediately the first thing that we say about him after we say, hey Nrisimhadeva, which is what you're saying when you're saying Namaste Nrisimhadeva. Hey, I'm talking to you now. First thing that I say about you is you love, Lord, you love Prahlad. And that means the most important thing to Lord Nrisimhadeva is who? Prahlad, right? We can see when he was very angry, everybody was running away from him because he was seething with anger that somebody had tried to hurt my devotee, right? Even Lakshmi, his own wife, ran away. Oh, I don't know this person. This guy is some, wow, this is tough. He's really angry. I better not go near him right now. Just like some of us who are married, we know sometimes our spouse gets really angry, right? You little stay away from the spouse at that time, you know? You don't want to too much get into it with the spouse at that time. You get really badly burnt. You might get really badly burnt in the process. You see? So, nobody wanted to be near Nrisimhadeva. Not Brahma, not Shiva, not Lakshmi. None of these persons want to be near Nrisimhadeva. Prahlad walked right up to him. Even though he was seething with anger and he was roaring with anger and the whole world was shaking and feeling like, oh, we're coming to the end of the world. This is the end of the world. This is how angry the Lord is. At that time, Prahlad very coolly walks up to him and says, cool down, Nrisimhadeva. Chill. Just chill. Why are you getting so angry? Everything's fine. Everything's fine. No, your father tried to hurt you and I ripped him apart. And I'll rip all the demons like that who think that they can touch my devotees. He said, yeah, don't worry, chill. We're okay. Nothing happened. Everything's fine. So then when Lord Nrisimhadeva asks him, Prahlad, I'm so happy with you that even when I'm so angry, when everybody's running away, you didn't get scared of me. You came to me and you came with such love that you wanted me to be happy. You know I'm not happy when I'm angry like this. You wanted me to be happy and you spoke so nicely to me. You're such a great person. You know? Please, ask me something. I want to give you anything you want in your life. And what does Prahlad say? Prahlad says, you know, my father was a nice person. He was my father. I loved him. You know? Yeah, one of his nuts was a little loose, you know. He got angry at me and he did things to me he shouldn't have done. But he's in ignorance, you know. You got to forgive those who are in ignorance, like Jesus said, right? Oh Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So please forgive them. He doesn't know what he did, you know. So what would you like me to do? Well, can you take care of him? Can you make sure his soul ends up in the right place? That he has the best destination. He said, that's okay. He said, you know, when anybody becomes my devotee, 30 generations, I give them full benefit. 15 generations before you, and your generations, and 14 generations after you. All of them get full benefit just because you became my devotee. So 30 generations, what to speak, your father, his father, his father's father, all for 15 generations, and, you know, and 14 generations after you, your children, their children will all, benefit. Unfortunately, we didn't fall in that category. By the way, we are all somewhere between the 50th and 80th generation, we're all from the same Prahlad Maharaj family. So we are all really very badly, we're very much related to another, I shouldn't say badly. That's a Freudian slip. But badly meaning, you know, sometimes when it's bad, it's good also, you know. It's like you say, you're bad, meaning you're good. Anyway, trying to explain myself away there. Okay, so basically, Lord Krishna is to come, is about to come in this Manvantara, has already come in our case 5,000 years ago. And before he comes as Lord Nrisimhadeva, to actually make this one point very clear to us, that each and every one of us is loved by Krishna way beyond any amount of measure of happiness that you can have in your heart knowing somebody cares about you. You can't even imagine how much Krishna loves you. And he comes as Lord Nrsimhadev just to make this point. For everything else, Lord Nrsimhadev, it doesn't matter. And Prahlad is such a great person too. By the way, the devotees of Krishna don't get defeated by Krishna. The devotees of Krishna defeat Krishna. They say to Krishna, you can do something for us, but we're going to do something greater than you did for you. And Krishna says, but I can't accept that. I'm your father. I should be doing more for you. So he does even more than that back for the devotees. The devotees don't give up. They do more than that for him. And it spirals upwards eternally like that. This is the value of Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad says, so Hiranyakashipu says, look, 30 generations I've already taken care of. Ask something else. You know? Don't you want to come back to Godhead yourself? How about you, Prahlad? Why don't you ask something for yourself? And what's Prahlad's answer? Prahlad says, I will come back to Godhead after every last person in this creation comes back to Godhead. Let them all go first, I'll come last. You know? Who does that? Anybody can give an example of someone who does that in real life? It's required by law, by the way, that this happens. Anybody can think? Huh? Yeah, exactly. The captain of a ship, right? Not so much the pilot, but the captain. The captain of a ship will not abandon the ship until every last passenger on that ship has been seen off that ship, right? And then he comes out of himself. So even the law requires that. It's a very good thing to do, because the ship is in a dangerous position in the ocean. We're always in a dangerous position. Things can go wrong very quickly. If any of you have been on a ship, you know that, you know? It can get pretty, harrowing. The experience can get pretty harrowing, especially when you have these large waves buffeting you and throwing the ship up and down, you know. It can get pretty terrible, you know, on that ship. So, in the same way, Prahlad is indicating to us that he's the captain. He's the captain. He wants to see us off this ship nicely, the ship of the material world, back to our home, which is the forest of Vrindavan, which is where we all belong. So this is why, for us, this festival is a very, very important festival, that we actually honor Prahlad Maharaj for being there for us and showing us the example of how to be a great person, not just a great devotee, but a great person. That in our personal lives, we should understand that the key most important thing we can do in our lives is actually to respect others and care for others. Not just care for ourselves, but respect and care for others. And when we do that, and we have a genuine feeling in our heart that every person is important, then what happens is magical things happen in our lives, because nature, Mother Nature, will support us, because that's her job. The mother's job is to make sure that my children are happy. And so if we help her in the process, she becomes very much inclined towards us. Now, that doesn't mean that if someone is harming us, we're going to help them anyway harm us. That's not what I'm saying here. Don't misread the statement. This is not one of those wild liberal statements that I'm making. Not that there's anything wrong with liberals, by the way. But the point is, this is not one of those statements. This statement is a very well thought out statement by Prahlad Maharaj. That actually when we have a heart to understand that just like I deserve to be happy, others deserve to be happy too. And that in trying to make others happy, my happiness will multiply, because whatever goes around comes around multiplied. Now you might say, well, that's pretty selfish. You're really doing it so that it comes around multiplied. That's not a problem. Because if you're really happy, you will give a lot of happiness to others. So if it does come around multiplied, what's going to happen? You're going to be able to give it back multiplied, right? And then it's going to come back multiplied, and you're going to give it back multiplied. How many of you would like to have a job where the boss pays you $10,000 a month, and you give the boss $15,000, and the boss gives you $30,000, then you give the boss $45,000, and the boss gives you $60,000, and he's always outdoing whatever you're doing? I mean, that'd be a great job, right? You'll have unlimited amount of money in very short time. In very short time, you can have a lot. You'll be floating in money. You see what I'm saying? So you might say, well, how did you be able to give up 15,000 when you only got about 10,000? It's because you already had 50,000 sitting in your bank account. That's why you're able to give 5,000 more. But the point is, by this process, you're going to end up with a lot more money in your hands. And this is what happens in this world. For those of us who have decided that in our lives, we will work with others with this idea that everybody deserves to be happy and that everybody is most important. We don't want to create this totem pole that, you know, somebody's important, others more important, is much more important than that. This is just craziness, this type of pyramidic idea. Even in this world, they don't like it too much. They call it a pyramid program, you know. Or what's the other word they use for it? Ponzi scheme. Jai Sushi Radha Kalachanji Ki Jai. So we don't want any Ponzi schemes here, you know. The idea is the opposite of a Ponzi scheme. You're paying for it more than you're receiving. That's the opposite of a Ponzi scheme. If you do that, everybody's going to love you a lot. By the way, you're not going to lose out in this system. Those of us who follow this method today are only finding more and more happiness in our lives, even though what's happening around us can at times be very terrible. For example, a lot of people say that what's happening in America right now is very disturbing in some ways. But it is disturbing to those of us who are confused. When you're not confused, it's not disturbing. We know why it's happening and what the good in that situation is. Because in this world, there are only two things. There are opportunities and there are challenges. And the opportunity is a challenge in disguise, and the challenge is an opportunity in disguise. I often give the example for gold coin. It is a head side and a tail side. Both sides are equally important. It's not like if somebody gives you the coin head side up, you'll accept it, and if they give it to you tail side up, you'll say, I don't want it. You'll take it, right? Whether it comes head side up or tail side up, you know. So in the same way, we accept our opportunities and challenges in our lives. With the opportunities, we make something positive happen. With the challenges, we figure out what the opportunity in this challenge is and do even greater. How many of you know that the businesses in this world, all businesses, and the biggest businesses know this the best, is that a business is about solving a problem? Did you know that? Of course, businesses create a lot of problems themselves too. They're not really well run. They're learning how to run their businesses properly. In the future, businesses are going to run much better than they have in the past because they're learning these things now from the Vedas and other people like ourselves who go and talk to them about these things. But the point is, a business is about solving problems. They make billions of dollars because they're problems. And what happens to us when we have problems? We become depressed. We need St. John's wort now. Now we need, what is the next medications they give these days for depression? Prozac. Businesses don't take Prozac when they have problems. They make billions of dollars when they have problems. Because when you solve a problem, people throw money after the solution, right? So if we understand that the problems that we have in them great opportunities, then we're not so much daunted by problems. We're actually always very happy and active and moving forward, taking advantage of the opportunities we get and facing our challenges head on so that we can turn them into opportunities as well. One great example that I know of a person who turned a really big problem into an opportunity is John Walsh. Any of you heard of him? John Walsh? He comes out with this TV program called America's Most Wanted. Isn't that the name of the... Is it what it is? America's Most Wanted? Something like that, anyway. What happened to him was his son was kidnapped. And he, actually, when he found the son, his son was actually dead, right? He didn't retrieve his son. His son died after being kidnapped. You can't imagine how a father and a mother feel when that happens. Okay, you cannot imagine. For those of you who have children, you don't even want to think about it. That someone will kidnap your child. What to speak of then, kill the child. Okay? That can drive anybody crazy. That can drive anybody to worse than Prozac. That can drive a person to suicide. Right? What did he do instead? He decided to start a television program to teach people how they can look after their children in such a nice way that they don't get kidnapped. How can you prevent a kidnapping from happening? And also, how do you catch these rascals who kidnap the children? How do you catch them? And sometimes even find the children alive before they're able to kill them. Started this wonderful program. And as a result of which, he created so much happiness in so many people's lives who had their children kidnapped and returned to them, and others where they were able to prevent their children from being kidnapped, that he couldn't imagine the happiness he felt in his heart that he could serve some other people and create such great happiness in their lives. It wasn't easy for him. Losing a child, you don't ever lose, you don't ever forget that. You don't ever forget that you lost the child. That never goes away. But when that huge bad feeling is somewhat reduced by the fact that you've done some great good out of that situation, that in itself is very valuable. It's priceless. It's priceless. For those of us who became devotees and have decided to start serving others, we had problems in our lives. And we can't forget those problems, and they still hurt. Some of those problems still hurt. But because we're reaching out to others now, and we're doing service for them, and we're turning their lives around, and we're preventing them from going through the bad experiences we went through, it gives us great hope in our lives. It gives us great pleasure in our lives. And particularly, it pleases the Supreme Lord, who is the Father of all living entities, wants to see all of His children happy. For those of us who have more than one child, it's not like we want one child to be happy and the others can do whatever they like. We want all our children to be happy. The Supreme Lord is the most secure parent in creation. He wants all of His children to be happy. Even those who are doing dastardly wrong things right now, I don't want to name anyone, because we all make mistakes and do some stupid things in our lives. But the point is that can we in our lives turn around and stop being ordinary people by just thinking about what can I do for me and my family? And start thinking, what can I also do for others who are not my family, not my friends, not my associates, but also deserve to have a happy lifestyle? What can I do? And even the thought itself will make huge difference, because it will sooner or later turn into a feeling, which will then turn into a will. And where there's a will, there is a way. Miraculous things will happen in your life. Just this simple rule. This is why Lord Nrisimhadev came. So please do come on Tuesday. You've come today. Thank you. We're also celebrating Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance today. This is our Sunday celebration for that. But on Tuesday, some special things will happen. Take advantage of this program. Be there. On that day, if we're there and we do something about it, it tells Lord Nrisimhadev, I also want to be like you, Lord Nrisimhadev. I want to care for other people nicely as well. And then we will have a world that is going to be heaven on earth, or what we call Vaikuntha in Sanskrit terms. This will become Vaikuntha. The whole world will become Vaikuntha. Then we won't have any reason to grumble and say, you know, why is the president of the United States of America like that? Or why is the temple president of the Hare Krishna Dallas temple like that? Or whoever we like to complain about. You won't have any more complaints, because it'll be Vaikuntha. It'll be heaven on earth. There's no reason to complain anymore. Everybody will be all smiles ear to ear and very happy. So let's do that. Let's move forward. This is our opportunity. Let's move forward like that. And at least start thinking in our hearts, thank you, Lord Nrisimhadev, for giving us such a wonderful example. And we pray that one day we will be able to emulate what you did also for others in our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'm going to ask if any of you'd like to ask anything or say anything, and then we start with the we have a kirtan, right? Until
Tulsi.
Okay. Kirtan. Okay. Yeah. Anybody has a quick question or anything you'd like to say? No? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.